ladies and gentlemen, this is the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, and it's the fifth day of January 2023. And I watched for over, you know, four or five, 6 days, some other people that talked to me about the MIMIC, the M-I-M-I-C dash T-P-W V-E-R point two, version two, University of Wisconsin, Tropic, you know, stuff, University of Wisconsin. Just type in University of Wisconsin, MIMIC, M-I-M-I-C, and then get there. Then you'll have to determine what domain you want to look at, whether it's the global, all right, or Con-US, North Atlantic, North America, Alaska, South America, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, okay? And so all this past four, five, 6 days, I have watched them create the storms that are going into Washington, Oregon, Northern California, and that are going on into the mountain regions and dropping snow, you know, 2 and 3 and 4 feet of snow in California and in Utah and Colorado and places like that. And I watched them, and then about 2 days ago, before it really started to do it, I saw this huge amount of energy come up from the Antarctic, and they were tendrils, like white tendrils of energy. It's not on there right now, the ones I saw, but they had come up, and they had gone past the equator and gone up into the United States. And they went up in and then put a hook in, so to speak, or created some kind of a suction or a tube of energy that was sucking the stuff in from the Pacific. And they put that in Texas and in the mountains, just above, a little bit above, ahead of the mountains. And consequently, then after that, a huge bolt, like a shot, a bolt, went right up into the moisture that was showing off the coast of California and shot right into it and shot it into the coast. So now I guess we're starting to get rains and all kind of stuff and heavy wind from Washington State on down in Northern California. Hello out there to my good friends in NorCal, the old Stagecoach Stop, the old Cohasset Road Weather Service. Yes, and I understand you're without power up in there. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. May He watch out for the trees that fell on the neighbors and that kind of thing, and leave you out of that picture. God bless you, and may the Lord, once I say, may Lord Jesus protect you against all evil and provide for you during the storm and what's getting ready to happen, which probably is going to last another maybe 10 days or something like this, all this stuff coming in. So consequently, there's a lot of people being evacuated in and around Sacramento and places like that, and to all the good people up in there, all the different ones, and you know who you are. They're the ones that always are saying hi to me or emailing me or what have you. God bless you all. And to old, I don't know if it affects you up there. It probably does, starting to get to you now. Old Big Mac, may you guard against any trouble up in there and keep your rifle loaded and your generator ready and your lights, your Dietz lanterns ready with lamp oil. Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is being created. It is being used as a weapon. It's going to greatly impact what I would say the fruits, wines, that whole region is going to affect, you know, certain grains, nuts, nut trees, all the vegetables in the San Fernando Valley and all of that. It's going to cause a lot of problems, and that's going to mean food is more food goes bye-bye. okay? More food goes bye-bye, and then more expense and more usage to try to heat your home when the power is out or what have you. And I will tell you, there's power in the blood of Jesus, and that is the key, the first key, and the major key, and the only key that's going to help you to survive what is going to come. This 2023, I told somebody today, is going to be really, really, really real. It's going to be all kind of wild weasels and all kind of Casey Jones piling on every train, and that's Casey Jones on moonshine and meth with the hammer down, full speed ahead, and all trains headed to Punkin Junction. Now, I just cannot believe, you know, that some people don't see it quite yet, and they still keep looking. They still think it's going to go back to normal. Well, I would hope it will, but I don't see it being as that. I thought I would read tonight a little bit here out of Lamentations. Once again, we had trouble with the Skype. Not our good people at the satellite uplink, but something in the Skype thing doesn't want me to be on Skype, so that's why I'm on the little talkie, okay? So, you know, I don't have a $20,000 microphone, so you'll just have to enjoy it the way it is, okay? You just have to enjoy it the way it is. Now, this is out of Lamentations, chapter 5. Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. Consider and behold our reproach. Our inheritance is turned to strangers. Our houses to aliens. We are orphans and fatherless. Our mothers are as widows. We have drunken our water for money, and our wood is sold unto us. Our necks are under persecution. We labor and have no rest. We have given the hand to the Egyptians and to the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities. Servants have ruled over us. There is none that doth deliver us out of their hand. We got our bread with the peril of our lives because of the sword of the wilderness, and our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine. And they ravished the women in Zion and the maids in the cities of Judah, and princes are hanged up by their hand. The faces of elders were not honored. They took the young men to grind, and the children fell under the wood. And the elders have ceased from the gate, and the young men from their music. And the joy of our heart has ceased, and our dance has turned into mourning, and the crown has fallen from our head. Woe on us that we have sinned, for this our heart is faint. For these things our eyes are dim, because of the mountain of Zion, which is desolate. The foxes walk upon it. Thou, O Lord, remainest forever, thy throne from generation to generation. Wherefore dost thou forget us forever and forsake us so long time? Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. But thou hast utterly rejected us, and thou art very wroth against us. You see, it doesn't mean that Lord God in heaven, our Father in heaven, does this stuff to you. It means he turns his hand away because of the amount of the sin. And believe me, we need to repent of our sins to the Lord and ask Lord Jesus to come into our hearts to be our Savior. And that is going to be the thing. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And for everybody out there, whether it be on the Cohasset Road or whether it be up in the mountains on the old on the old engine trail up there with the horse ranches and stuff, or whether it be in the mountains of Colorado or in any place in San Francisco and northern parts of California where the floods and the rain and the wind and all the stuff is starting to happen, you're getting now what the type of tornado kind of like activity that we've had for years in the Midwest and in the South now that's been going on. But this is being created. It's being designed not by our Father in Heaven, but it's being designed by evil men and fallen angels. A number portion of this technology, this high energy plasma, this electromagnetic stuff is coming out of Antarctica. I watch this stuff every week, and I have other people who watch it every week, every day, multiple domains on the Mimic and in other weather situations. You can also look at lightning strikes and all the different assorted things that go with it. But I'm trying to tell you this. This is not our Father in Heaven trying to kill you or do something to you. This is weather warfare. This is weather warfare coming at you, and it's all about nailing you, trying to kill you, flood you, evacuate you, create total chaos. Ordo ab chao. Remember that. But these are just, you know, like Jesus says, these are all the beginning of sorrows, you know. There's really going to be some stuff go down, all right? Now, what I would tell you is this, all right? Just a second. Let me plug in this phone. Just a second. Coming back. Okay, here we go. All right, so now, the thing I would tell you is that food is going to be very important. Any kind of energy stuff that you can do with a small solar array or with a wind generator or something like that. You've got plenty of wind, don't you? But if you got battery backup stuff from the solar, you know, that kind of thing, then you can run. You're not going to be able to run your full air conditioner, your big air conditioner of your big house and all that stuff, or your furnace and all that. But you can run a refrigerator. You can run the refrigerator freezer, that kind of stuff. You can run a few lights. You can run a DVD player and a TV to watch something or to get online and to keep your laptop charged up and to keep your phones charged up and all that kind of stuff. And that can be done. I mean, there's different things to do it. I saw a lot of different things. You've got the one I've always told you about is the Harbor Freight, where you can put together these small kits at $189 a kit. And you get a 100-watt panel, and you get the basic little charge controller and all the cords and everything, and you get all that kind of stuff. And then you can get you and a battery and charge up the battery. You can get multiple batteries, and then you can also get a hex connector and put multiple systems of this together. And that is going to be able to keep you pretty much up to snuff. You can then charge up an electric inverter, which has the battery in it. You can get these 3-in-1 or 4-in-1 where you can pump your tire up or start your car, that kind of stuff. They have a battery. You can charge those up on the battery, and they have jack plugs, so you can plug stuff into them. So you can keep this thing going for quite a while if you've got any kind of sun whatsoever, or if you can connect to wind and connect up to it in certain ways. But I will tell you what, there's other ones that I've seen. This Four Patriots has got a real slick system. It's more expensive because it's all contained in a the battery and everything is in a slick black box, and you've got 100 watts of solar, and it's about $2,500. Now, I don't have one of them, but I've got a couple of the Harbor Freight ones to try to do the same thing. But if you've got the ability, you want something real clean cut and really super to get quick and get into it, you might look at that four. That's the number four Patriots. And look up that 1800 deal, which is the solar generator with, it's got all the bells and whistle right in the same box. There's others, Recory and different companies. Look up small solar power units, that kind of thing, and start to put together something. Food and water. I'm telling you, that's the first thing I wanted to talk about, and then some of the other stuff has popped up on me. But I'm going to tell you, this food and water bit eggs. You can hardly get eggs anymore, and they're real expensive. And the eggs are just get in the store, and they go out real quick. And they've killed all the chickens. They killed another 1.3 million chickens or whatever in Washington State or whatever back last month or whatever, and now you don't have eggs from them either. And so there is all kind of stuff, and all of the produce is going out through the roof and the meat and the whole bit. But don't wait till it goes on sale, or it may never be in your grocery store again. It may never be. The grocery store may not be there ever again. So I'm going to tell you, I still like cans of tuna, cans of chicken breast, you know, Spam, canned Spam. It lasts. God's on there forever. It's one of the favorite meats in Hawaii because the GIs all had it over there during the war. Now, you also can get the roast beef hash, the corned beef hash, the Denny Moore beef stew, the chunky soup. And if you get that, you got the meat, you got potatoes, you got the vegetables, and you got the gravy all in one can. Progresso, beef barley, I mean, that thing is just a tremendous soup. The chicken noodles, all the different stuff. Just keep getting, if nothing else, one more can of that soup. One more can, you see, one more can. That's a ration for a day. And put it up on pallets. If you can get a pallet or two, usually you can find them laying out somewhere. Get a pallet and get them up off the ground so you don't get the water on them. You might have to put two pallets up, you know. The water itself, you need a Berkey water purification system. And you also, if you can get it, you can get a smaller one. You can get the take the small Berkey or the sport Berkey. You can do different stuff. There's a KD9 Combi, which I also bought years ago. And it does a real good job. And then, you know, I mean, it's just, you're going to have to be able to purify water and then put it into smaller containers to tote with you. You can get collapsible 5-gallon jugs. You can get the water jugs, the gallon water jugs that you might have bought at the store. Save them. Even different ones, you know, all kind of people have got them. All kind of different water companies have the gallon jug. It's got to be the pure plastic that's not the bad plastic, or you don't want the milk jug or all of that. That would be an emergency scenario. But the water jugs, you can save them, and then you can put them into the end of the store, and then you can use that to get you some water. You know, because when the power don't go, then the pump don't run, you know. When the pump doesn't run, then you don't also don't have the water coming through necessarily, you know, from the pump house where they do the water treatment plants and those kind of things. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is about preparation for what is to come and is already starting to be here. It's not only coming, it is happening, you see. It's happening. Now, in this $1.7 trillion omnibus bill, which, you know, I mean, everybody thinks it's ridiculous, the clowns, you know, the Republican clowns playing their games. Well, I'm going to tell you, some of the 20 are holding out to tell people that we need to change the system, all right? And then why is it that the House, which is going to be a Republican House this month, why didn't they put a stop or a kibosh to it? A challenge to it, or try to delay it in the House last fall when Mitch McConnell went mushmouth and Schumer and Beijing and old Rich out of Beijing. That's right. And Pelosi and all the boys and girls and the Rules Committee. See, that's why they're focused on this Rules Committee. But Brett Baer and these people don't tell you that necessarily because they're for the power structure. Okay, they want the power structure to get going. Now, McCartney will be neither here nor there as far as I'm going. I'm not a real fan of his. But in terms of what they put in writing, I like the agenda that they're supposed to be. But old FDR, you know, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he said in his day, nothing, listen closely, put down your drinks, put down your spoon, you know, lay it down, quit playing Pong, all whatever it is you're doing. Franklin Delano Roosevelt said many years ago, nothing happens in politics that is not planned. So now you got to ask yourself, who planned the 20 holdouts and the fight going on to destroy the Republican Party? Who planned all of that? I wonder if it's the Red Chinese, okay? I wonder if it's the Red Chinese or the CIA and the FBI that work for the Red Chinese, because the Red Chinese hold the notes of the treasury bills, the treasury bonds of the United States government. You see, who started it all? I could see somebody coming up and throwing a fire boulder down and saying, you see this right here, you hold out and you destroy the process of confirming McCarthy, all right? Otherwise, we'll release all this material to all the newspapers and all the stuff and all the things, okay? You see, they got blackmail. The FBI and the CIA got blackmail on all the people up in those areas. And this FBI, yes, oh boy, they caught the guys. They were the vandals, burglars, whatever, of the power plants in, allegedly, in Washington State, the four. But, you know, I read the article, and it was the most effusive praise, like, oh, the FBI is so wonderful because they have done all the right things, and they sorted this out, and they found these guys so quickly. And then all it made me think was, well, I suppose the FBI had some MK Ultra boys that they unleashed, you know, or undercovers or whoever, to blow up these plants or to shoot the plants out so they can catch them real pronto quick and make themselves look good when they're taking a lot of heat for being the stinking secret police, for destroying the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, all right? And now in this $1.7 trillion, apparently there's like $4 billion or something in that thing for the BADF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, to institute all kind of new gun control stuff. And also, they're talking about the red flag laws. They're going to try to bribe, use the money, they have money in there to give to states if they implement red flag laws. Now, what's a red flag law? Well, that's your ex-wife or your ex-husband and your neighbor that hates you because your dog ate their flowers, okay? They tell the police or the sheriff or the feds or the bad F that you are a danger to yourself and to your family and to the neighborhood for brandishing firearms around. Then, of course, you know what they do then? Hut, hut, hut. They send a SWAT team at 3 a.m. into your house. Boom, bang all the doors down. And then just as sure as crap, somebody's going to pull their piece if they're wide awake or if they're wake up quick, and they're going to start shooting down the hall at whoever's coming at them. And then once you do that, you kill two or three of their jerks, then they're going to just mow you down and shoot you. And all because of a red flag law. All because of a red flag law that your mother-in-law, sister's cousin's ex-wife or husband and your neighbor told that you were the bad guy. That's going to go back. They're going to go back in heavy into the VA. All you vets out there, if you say anything at the veteran at the VA or if you complain or everything, they're going to put in your jacket that you're a danger to yourself and that perhaps you have talked about firearms in the past, you see. And then they're going to send the sheriff or the SWAT team or the police or whoever, the bad F, to your house and do that. Then they're going to raid the vets. Remember back a few years ago when I used to call a certain sheriff, Little Dickie Jones, and how we had on the radio back in that day? It was back about, I don't know, maybe close to 7 years ago, and it was a deal where the VA and the ATF were telling the sheriffs that they had to go out and confiscate the weapons of a certain veteran. And you remember we had on the radio, somebody overheard the local sheriff's department deputies talking in Ohio about how the guy that they were after, he was in church right now on Sunday, and they were going to go out to his house and confiscate all of his firearms, okay? And we put that out in the air, and I'll tell you what, whoever old Dickie Jones did not like that going out. But the fact of the matter is, they're going to come for the veterans' guns. They're going to come for women's guns. They're going to try to prevent women. And all you women out there who shoot, you're some of the best shots out there I've ever seen. All right? I know Greg Evenson, he used to say his wife, you know, Liz, he used to say Liz is a better shot than I am. She can hit the bullseye every time, you know? So I'm telling you, they're going to come and try to say that you can't use your guns to protect yourself. They're going to do stuff. They're going to heavily go into the minority communities and the poor communities. They're going to go and take guns from everybody. They're going to go into homes and do all that stuff. There's $4 billion allegedly in there. And then so you wonder who is making the Republicans look like a fool so that they can't implement getting rid of the 87,000, which is one of the items they're trying to do is get rid of the 87,000 IRS agents. So this thing is going to come to a civil war based upon these gun control measures and all of the stuff. And the red flag laws are going to try to promote and force on these states and on people. And they're going to cause an uprising based upon the confiscation of guns and the SWAT team raids that a lot of people do it. If you're in a sheriff's department, then you tell them that you are the highest level constitutional as a sheriff, the highest level constitutional politician in your county, and you ain't going to go ahead with it unless you got hardcore evidence that you've developed yourself and that you're not going to implement it, nor should any federal government agency do any raid or SWAT team or any kind of a thing in your county against your people who you represent and protect and defend. Don't let them do it to you. Don't let them do it to you. Tell them to go fish. Tell them to stay out of your county, okay? And without permission from you, they ain't going to do none of this stuff. Well, they're going to still try to do it, and they're going to say, well, they're the feds, and they take precedence over the sheriff. No, they don't. I remember talking with Sheriff Richard Mack years ago, all right, and at a preparedness expo and all that kind of stuff. And I remember hearing him speak, and I remember talking to him personally. He said, the sheriff is duly elected as the highest constitutional authority in the county. He has the power. All he has to do is use it. Well, I don't know. Okay, somebody sent me something about the guys. Well, anyway, let me just take a look here, see if I can see what that was. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Anyway, I think that, quite frankly, the stuff was done to the power plants, or those could be Russians. They could be Russians, or it could be FBI, MK Ultras, or whatever it is. But I have been warning about these power plants for years. Now, haven't I? Haven't I been telling you that they could hit 9 key power substations? And then don't turn that around and say, Hawks the ones, blah, 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 blah. No. I've been warning the authorities for years, and anybody who's listened to this program, you know that I have done that. And I think that, quite frankly, the power companies ought to put somebody at the stations as a guard. At the very least, have all the cameras and all the stuff. Oh, boy, it's just getting wild, Weasel, isn't it? So this vandalization stuff, all this stuff, vandals, burglars, whatever. What it is, they took the power grid out. And they had weird weapons. They had weird, strange weapons. They had a real life story about breaking in. They're breaking in to steal stuff, and they had to turn the power off. They had cut off shorty weapons. And did you see the mask of the one guy? He had like a, it looked like he had his green underwear or something that he cut in two, green skivvies, and he put it. He doesn't even cover his eyes. He got it from his nose, and it hangs down in front of him. Then he's got one of these little shorty weapons under his arm. But he didn't even cover his eyes or his face so they could get him on the facial ID, this whole business. And the person sent me this, God bless you, B&EB. They say, I have a bridge to sell with all the crap that they're talking about in the article. And so I'm telling you, it wouldn't surprise me if the FBI didn't have the order them boys in, or if they're not MK Ultra, some kind of CIA people, you know? All I know is that it's just turning wild. And then now, there's a key pipeline. I guess Hal Turner is on his show is talking about this. There's a critical conduit supplying gasoline to the Northeast. Was halted on Wednesday, that's yesterday, when the Colonial Pipeline temporarily shut operations after a spill. The latest disruption of energy flows following an outage to the Keystone. That's the Keystone Oil Pipeline number one. The number two, Red China Joe, shut it down. Some product was released at Colonial's WIT delivery station near Danville, Virginia, prompting the shutdown of its Line 3, said spokeswoman Meredith Stone. And an email, the company is planning to restart at around 12 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday. Now, that means they're getting ready to take the pipelines down again. You better have at least an extra tank or two of gas in proper storage containers. Proper storage containers in places stored where it's not subjected to fire or any kind of a problem, so that you could put it in your vehicles and get the heck out of Dodge or out of wherever you're at, you know what I'm saying, and go somewhere else, or have it ready for your generator. Have it ready for a generator and get set up with whatever you can do in terms of, you know, storage of electricity and batteries. I'm not talking DC batteries, but you could recharge those if you have. Also, good to get rechargeable batteries, DC, AA, AAA, the whole nine yards. You get the rechargeable ones and a small battery charger, which you can then either have with solar. They have one where I have a solar panel, small solar panel, or have them where you plug in. Now, you can plug them into your inverter. You can plug them into your 3-in-1 or 4-in-1 device. You can plug it into your directly into your solar generator, your solar control box. If you got like a Harbor Freight deal, and I'm going to tell you, you can get and recycle. You can cycle your refrigerator and keep it cold. If you put some blankets or furniture pads, that kind of stuff, to insulate those, and don't open it too often. Just open it quick and get out what you want. Close it up. You can keep your stuff cool, all right? You can keep some of it frozen in the freezer. If you like a lot of people, you got what they used to call the beer refrigerator in the garage and a regular one inside, or maybe you also had a flat top freezer kind of a thing, a box, a freezer box laying flat, you know, about 4 foot wide and about, 3 foot deep and about 3 foot, wide and on the top, in terms of whatever, and you can keep frozen food. You can keep those cycling. I also tell you, you can get yourself some bags of ice quick before those go down and put them in there as well. Put them on the top if you don't have enough, and you can keep the bags of ice in there, and then you can keep that rolling on a recurring basis and run it for a while off of the stuff. The other thing is you're going to need to get some long cords and heavy-duty cords, electrical cords and long duty, so you can take it out to the see the generator outside, the solar thing or whatever you got, or the battery bank, you know. And yes, there's some stuff to learn and some stuff to do, but you better figure it out pretty quick, because 2023 is going to be a wild weasel year. What do we say? Baba Vanga said there was going to be World War III, that there was going to be nuclear war or nuclear stuff, that there was going to also be an alien invasion and also some solar stuff. Nostradamus, he talks about a World War III in 2023, all right? And all kind of things, but this brand new omnibus $1.7 trillion bill that Mushmouth Mitch, who needs to be, you want to know somebody that needs to be unelected, Mushmouth needs to be unelected. And I would hope that the Thornton Oil Jets never carry him anywhere for free ever again. All right. And then all the coal mines and all the stuff that he never defends or never does anything, because Biden has destroyed all of that, or the gas wells and the oil wells that are a lot of them in Kentucky as well. You got Comer, he's the good Republican congressman who's going to investigate the Biden crime family and all of that. And, oh, incidentally, just so you know, the Justice Department, somebody filed a FOIA request, an attorney from out west in one of the western states, I forget the exact one, and they filed to get the FOIA on all of the information about Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, and Joe Biden's influence peddling schemes and all of their business dealings with the Ukraine, Russia, with China, etc. And in court, they wouldn't produce him, but he took him to court. And in court, the Department of Justice lawyers acknowledged that there are over 400 pages of documents showing such relationships between the Bidens and Red China, the Bidens and Ukraine, the Bidens and Russia, and all of that. And yet they were not going to produce them for the FOIA request. So you got another outlaw portion of the United States government. Ladies and gentlemen, that hawk said about a few weeks back, a couple months back, he said, put a fork in it, it's done. This stuff going on in the House of Representatives, all this stuff, do you really think you're going to get any of the things they promised to you from it? And if you do think that they're going to get into the meat of the Biden family and all that, I'm going to tell you, some people say, well, I got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. Well, I'm going to tell you what, old Red China Joe will have an invasion of Taiwan and a nuke duke from the Russians and the Red Chinese on the United States before they'll allow you to see that he is a crook. That they took $1.45 billion for a Red Chinese bank, a Communist Party bank, and that's public knowledge. Public knowledge, I mean, you can read it in different books. There's a real good book, if you ever saw it, maybe you need to look at it. It's called by Peter Schweitzer. Peter Schweitzer was the number one New York Times bestselling author of Profiles in Corruption and also Clinton Cash. He wrote the book, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, red-handed, and there's old Red China Joe shaking the old hands in a Masonic handshake with old Xi. Old Xi is giving him the old Masonic handshake, all right? Xi Jinping, all right? And it tells you all about all these different people that make money with China. Peter Schweitzer, red-handed. How American elites get rich helping China win. You can just read all this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to wait for CNN at the airport to tell you, because they ain't never going to tell you. And meanwhile, they're getting ready to come for you and to come for your guns with the ATF and the whole bit. And then, oh, let me tell you, heard this from the backside, I used to say, and I still say it, from the backside, okay? The backside says that Red China Joe's crew has hired an AI company, a corporation with massive AI capability to surveil, read all your mail, your email, all your stuff, all right? Go into your bank accounts, your bills, to anything that you can, you know, enter into up your computer or your cell phone, all right, and also to surveil via various methods. And incidentally, I don't know if you know it. I don't know if you know it, but there's a new a new Wi-Fi. It's called a Wi-Fi peep or whatever they call it, that can, using any Wi-Fi device, can see inside of your home. Remember, we talked to you about how the military, the ultra-black military, and some of the spook agencies, they have the stuff that they can look right through concrete walls, okay? Well, those were bigger devices that might have been in those different, the Striker vehicles, some of the Strikers, where they can look right through a wall, okay? Concrete block wall. But I'm going to tell you what, now they've got it where it's being done with Wi-Fi and a drone that you buy up at the toy store or at the sporting goods store, a good drone, smaller one, and you put all this hardware and software together, and anybody who's got the real computer smarts could do it, and now they're able to see inside your house with these little drones. They're surveilling everything is what the message is. The AI is surveilling it. There's AI companies that are hired by the Red China Joe crew, right? The administration, all right? And then guess what they're doing with it? They're then creating reports, and they're sending them to the FBI and the EIEIOs and all the different ones, and saying, then the FBI says, oh, a concerned citizen has reported that such and such a Christian guy out in the middle of, Montana or Wyoming or wherever it is, or West Texas, has said something, you know, that is just terrible. So therefore, we're surveilling him, and we're going to have the FBI go and look for him, and then we're going to SWAT team him because we've heard, and after the bad episode, that they have a number of different firearms in the house. Then obviously, the Twitter birds have said that they, FBI's Twitter crew has said, they need to be taken down, you see. You see, this thing is going to start civil wars. It's going to start them all over the place. It's going to make people so mad, and they're going to say, heck, I don't care anymore. I got nothing left. It's like Solzhenitsyn. And I'm going to tell you what. If you're a good FBI, you're a good sheriff, you're a good police officer, you know, you ought to read Solzhenitsyn's, you know, Porch. You ought to read that. I read it to you 10 million times, okay? And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, that would be called St. Petersburg today, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with the terror at every bang on the downstairs door and at every step. Step on the staircase, but it understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would have very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, his cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and every more we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply then deserved everything that happened afterwards. And they got sent to camps. They got beheaded. They got the guillotine. They got hanged. They got marched across the Siberian tundra, you know, in 40 below weather and died. So now they're shutting down the gasoline. They're shutting down the power grid. They're taking out the chickens. They're taking out all of the foodstuffs. You see, you read about, Brother Quayle had an article up about Kroger's. Well, Kroger stores are having a lot of stuff disappear from the stores. And then I know that Lady J in the Smoky Mountains and the Blue Ridge, she checks all the different stores, and she's reporting great outages in Kroger's and different places, and Walmart, of course, and all the different things, Save a Lot. She goes to all of them, and Food Lion, all of them. So this is the time. I'm going to tell you one more time, don't wait for the food to go on sale. This is going to be a runaway inflation. We're going to have runaway inflation, and now the jobs are starting to go. 18,000, you know, Amazon jobs gone. Salesforce, 8,000 more jobs gone. It's going to start to cascade here. 2023 is going to be the year that's going to break you. Did you see Paul Ehrlichman, the guy, you know, the late great Planet Earth guy from back in the 70s or whatever it was? They had him on 60 Minutes the other night, and he stated this. And people are saying, oh, well, you know, he's all full of it, and bop, 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 and we don't need to worry about that, bop, bop, bop. Well, you know what? The fact of the matter is, what he stated was, 2023 is going to be the year when most of us will die, okay, on the planet. So you better keep that in mind, and if you don't believe that, go see what Lord Jesus has to tell you in Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and in Revelations. And what is the prescription for all of that? It's preparedness. Lamps and the lamp oil. And then that can be extrapolated upon. That's in Matthew 25, okay? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, look up, and here's an assignment for you. How long can you keep fresh eggs? How long can you keep fresh eggs before they go bad? And how do you keep them or store them for the maximum period of storage? Eggs, look that up. You'll find that you can probably find ways that you can keep them 5-6 months, you know, something like that. But you look that up and research that and study it. Now, this is from a high-class peace officer in Tejas, okay? And I won't go any further than that, but he's a real high-class peace officer, a good one, a real good one. He's sent me an article about the 6G technology. And the 6G technology is using people as power sources and antennas. Now, you know all these spike boxes they put in you. They're getting all the spike back stuck. You know, what did it do? It created all kind of weird carbon nanotube and the clots that are weird and metallic looking and that kind of stuff in your body. And all these self-forming little organisms or little, interchanges or little stuff in the body that when you inject in the spike vaccine, the spike backs, the mRNA, COVID-19 vaccine crap, when they put that in you, that starts to, in some cases, form little computerized, like little circuits and stuff inside your body. So the 6G is going to be using the body as the power source and the antennas for communication. So that means they're going to board you. Go walk over the cliff, all you lemmings, walk over the cliff and go to your greatness right now. You see how they're going to do that crap. You are now in the Borg. You must listen to the Queen of the Borg, the Queen of the Borg, 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 Joe Biden in the Borg, you see. Well, don't you do it, because I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus, power in the blood of Jesus. And I work for him. He's the true commander-in-chief. He's the true CIC. Now, let me tell you, if you want to get any kind of stuff, any kind of gold or silver, you want to get the videotapes and the new movies, the Lies of Gods, Men and Gods, about how the Fallen Angel Tech is going to do it. Go to stevequayle.com. You get the Mega Drought movie to show people what's getting ready to happen. Now, they're going from Mega Drought now to huge snows and rains for floods. They're going to flood out these dams now. These dams, you know, that they're, particularly in Northern California, are going to be a lot of dams that will probably go by the bye-bye, all right? It's going to be such a mess, ladies and gentlemen. 2023, you ain't whistling Dixie down by the Zuyder Zee anymore. You better get ready. But Brother Quayle, 406-586-4840. Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. If you get Steve or his son Daryl or his very competent manager Daryl, then they tell him that old Hawk sent you to get you gold or silver quick, or if you need any kind of a things, or if you want the new Steve Quayle or Q-Files 2.0 or the private briefings, you can sign up for them to get the latest that Steve and his sources are giving to you. And Steve and I have always had different sources. We have many things that coincide and that the other can verify the other. But I'm going to tell you what, Brother Quayle has been doing this for years. Now, I'll tell you something that's interesting. I was sent much thanks to my one of my buddies from Highway, and I won't say the name of the town anyway. My buddy sent me a thing about, and it was Art Bell interviewing Ed Dames, the remote viewer. I'm playing this probably back in 89 or 90, somewhere in that, in the late 80s, early 90s. And I listened to it, and I remember listening to the show back then. And Art Bell asked Ed Dames if he had ever remote viewed the concept of the Mark of the Beast. And Dame said, yes, I have. And then when you, here's what Dame said. Dame said that in the future, there's going to be some kind of an AIDS pandemic or AIDS thing, and they're going to have a vaccine. Listen to me now. They're going to make a vaccine that is going to start to kill people, the vaccine itself. And it's going to kill millions and millions of people, all right? And then he does it. There's certain things he wouldn't say because he knew that it would perhaps give away certain maybe companies or whatever, but he, because he said it was too controversial. But he said the mark of the beast was going to be the vaccine because you were going to get sores or different stuff on you, or a mark of the beast would come out. And then that would be it. And he said, not everybody would take it, but if you don't take it, you wouldn't be able to get a job. You wouldn't be able to fly airplanes. You wouldn't be able to be in the military. You wouldn't be able to go to the local hospital because you were not vaxxed, you see. That kind of stuff, we've already seen it. So I think, based on that, the Mark of the Beast is already here. Already here. We're in it now. It's not coming. We're in it. Brother Quayle would tell you we're already in it and doing it. These are the end times. These are, at least by what Jesus says in Matthew 24, the beginning of sorrows. It's going to really get wild from now on out. So I'm going to tell you what. You better ready to hook and jab, kick and fight. You know what I mean? You better be able and willing to put fire down line. Put it down line in such a concentration that it makes them back up where they don't come down your road. They don't come by your house. They don't want nothing a part of you. And then I'm going to tell you another thing. You need to have expedient shelters in your immediate area and places you can go, other basements you can hide in, or barns, or corn cribs, or whatever it might be, a cave, or whatever you got. Right? Or maybe you dig here a root cellar somewhere that is up the mountain, up the hill somewhere that it's hard to find in a little gully or something. And you go in different places and you have different food and equipment and firearm and ammunition and all kind of stuff stored. All right? That is what is going on, okay? Sooner or later, they're going to cause the Civil War, or there will be nuclear war with Russia or China, and something's going to hit. And when that does, the power grid goes bye-bye, and then it's every son of a gun for themselves, every man, woman for themselves. And then the police, and particularly the feds, not necessarily the good sheriff's deputies and the good local cops, but they're going to stick together with their thing, but they're also going to be part of the people at some point. I remember the movie back in the 80s, okay, or the late 70s, 80s, called America with a K, and it was all set out of the FEMA, out of Kansas City, FEMA, but it was the Soviets who had taken over. And I remember in the thing, there was some small town in Kansas or Nebraska or something, and they were dealing with it. And then all of a sudden, the troops, the Soviet troops came in and all of that out of Kansas City and the whole bit. It was America with a K. If you can find an old videotape or a CD or something of that, you got to watch that. You also can get the ones, oh, various types, and it's just, it's getting to be beyond the pale, ladies and gentlemen, but if you have no eyes to see or ears to hear, then you're going to miss it, and it's going to come upon you like a thief in the night. But you tell old Brother Quail and his people to hurry up and get it to you quick, and that old Hawk sent you. And I hope you keep old Hawk on the air. Believe me, anything is most needed or welcome, I'll tell you. And I will try to stay up as long as I possibly can and do this broadcast on behalf of the Lord Jesus to strike blows against his enemies and to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, about what is to come. He'll be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. It can be a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, silver dime, silver quarter, ounce of silver, a little bit of gold. Could be a check. Make it out to Hawk, H-A-W-K. That's all you need. Or it could be Federal Reserve notes, and let me tell you something. The silver, the Federal Reserve notes, easiest pie, but any of the things, may the Lord turn it to you 10,000-fold, may protect you against all evil, and provide you superabundance and all needed to survive and endure it till the end, like the Lord Jesus wants you to do. Lord Jesus wants you to endure it till the end, but he tells you in Matthew 25 that you need your lamp oil and your lamps, okay? Don't go into their Luciferian knife out of fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your home, your business, your automobile, your bill of rights, to protect your food and protect the lives of your children, all right? Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Look for Lieutenant Tanner. Mighty men and women about, or use your high tech. Strike blows against those that are sending these bolts from Antarctica up to create the storms on the West Coast and in other places. Mickey Lapua, you're the best by test, baby. Hand to hand or on the optics. Road and track, little L. Pay attention to what your mama and daddy say, because you got good ones. And keep up on your studies. Keep reading the next level and doing the next level of math problems. See if your daddy will show you plane geometry, trigonometry, a little calculus. You're not too young to be thinking about the elements of that.